really impressed with their attitude. Really competitive bunch. So, you know, I'm really, really pleased. You know, very, very athletic. And I thought they really went out and competed. We had a short scrimmage the other day and just really got after each other.
Very successful volleyball season for a lot of these girls, and you're hoping that moves right into basketball this year.
Definitely. You know, they got to a district final and gave Amherst a heck of a run and had a lot of really nice victories this year. So just tremendous improvement with the volleyball season.
Your team last year, and a lot of these same girls, you lost very, very little from last year's squad. You made a run last year in the postseason as well with that bunch, didn't you?
They did. You know, we start out 1-6 and then won a tournament over in Axtell and kind of gave them a shot of confidence there, and ended up with a winning record and got a good experience by playing a perennial power of Fall City Sacred Heart in a district final in Hastings.
And that's, sure, you would have loved to won that, get to a state tournament, but just that game itself, being in that situation, just helps you for this year, doesn't it?
You know, it really does. You go in there and you know how tough they are, but girls showed up and then, you know, went after it, and had a senior this year. Lainey Lutz came out and knocked down a bunch of three-point shots early and got us a good lead against Fall City Sacred Heart. So we were really competed well.
You lost. I know Alyssa Schneider was one of your key seniors who was graduated, of course, but after that, didn't lose a lot, did you?
No, she was really the only senior that played significant minutes, so we got everybody else coming back. We got seven players who have started a varsity game over the last 2 years, who have at least started one varsity game over the last 2 years, and then there's two talented freshmen who were full-time starters for the volleyball team.
So your depth this year, you're going to have a lot of girls you can throw on the floor.
We do. You know, we feel we got nine girls who can contribute to the varsity, and that, you know, that's the plan. Get all nine involved. You know, won't be able to play even minutes with them all, but we definitely want to get nine involved and help the depth.
And a lot of those girls, talk about me throwing some names out, some of those girls, a lot of girls can score for you. Yeah, it's just not just one or two, but a lot of those girls can.
Definitely. Lainey Lutz was honorable mention all conference, and then averaged about 8 points a game, got a nice outside shot, and then Clara Spargo was second team. Mm-hmm. She's really a tremendous athlete, set the 400 record at state last year, mm-hmm. and got an injury at track, and I was a little worried how much would she improve, and she's practicing harder, just really looks good in practice. I've been really impressed with her, shots better, attacking the hoop better, really looking for big things from her.
Yep, it's just a couple of those girls, but you can have games every night where you have 6 points, 6 points, 8 points, 8 points, a little bit of that every game, can't you?
Exactly. Last year we had a freshman starter, Kimberly Escobar. Really a quick player, hit four three-point shots in the sub-district final against Juanita Palisade. We got her back. She's really quick and kind of been handling the point guard responsibilities. Averaged 8 a game last year. She's somebody who could have like a 15-point game mm-hmm. on a given night.
If there's something you need, you tell your girls from last year to this year, we got to get better at, what would that be?
Well, we want to cut down on the turnovers. And then I'm seeing some improvement in these other two areas. We got to shoot better. There were some, especially before Christmas, and we had a few games we had trouble getting to 10 points mm-hmm. early in the year. We got to shoot better from the outside, get better at that, and then finish layups at a higher percentage. I'm seeing that. The experience, I think we will do that. And then just really stress just how important it is to cut down on the turnovers. So really want to cut back on the turnovers this year, and that'll get you more possessions and help the points.
Do you guys have any type of jamboree preseason game whatsoever?
We try. I won't name who, but we thought we had one lined up, and then at the last minute they backed out. Okay. So we're I really would have liked one. That worries me a little bit. Mm-hmm. That, you know, when we go play Cambridge, I think that might be their third game, our first. So we're gonna have to make sure we're practicing hard, so we're ready to go right away.
Yeah, Cambridge Creek Valley to begin things. One home, one away, and then we're going to see you right here in McCook for 3 days for an always exciting cattle trail tournament.
No, it is. I know last year we didn't get out. We went donut in that thing last year, didn't get a win. So we played we had a great comeback against Juanita in the second round, but ended up a point short. But we definitely want to we can make major improvement in this tournament this year, and that's our goal.
That's always an exciting one. The goal is to get to the Graff Event Center for that Saturday championship game.
Definitely.
Axtell tournament, that's the same one you went to last year right after Christmas, isn't it?
You bet. No, that was really worked out great for us. We were able to win that thing, and then that kind of gave us the confidence to start rolling after that and get a lot more wins after that one.
And you look at the rest of the RPAC and on the west side with yourself, Maywood Hay Center is going to return a lot this year. The Wallaces, the Paxtons, I know they lost some girls, but they got some girls back. Hitchcock County, you know Coach Tinas is going to have that team ready. Coach Cox over Wanting to Palisades. So a lot of these RPAC teams west, and then you'll play some east squads as well. Going to be a fun conference to watch.
It is. No, there's a lot of teams. I know Hitchcock returns a lot of their roster. Wanita Palisade had a good freshman player, and then they got some good eighth graders coming up, so they'll reload. We saw Paxton or Maxwell this year in summer, and there I think you're going to see vast improvement there. Paxton got to state last year, and when that happens, you usually build on that. So we're going to see a lot of tough competition.
All right, so week two coming up. You'll have Thanksgiving break coming up, and then here you go. You start that grind of a schedule, and boy, it really takes off for you in early December, doesn't it?
You bet. Really got to be ready to go. If you're off your game, then you dig yourself a hole. We want to make sure we stay ahead of that this year.